Adventurer Tori Murden cast off from Nags Head, North Carolina this week in a customized 23-foot rowboat in a bid to become the first woman to row solo across the North Atlantic. Murden, 35, a Louisville social worker, rowed out of Oregon Inlet into the Atlantic south of Nags Head on a calm, sunny day to begin the summer-long 3,635-mile journey toward the west coast of France and the record books. Asked why she would venture to cross the ocean alone, Murden said, "It's right out at the edge of my ability, and that's where I want to be intellectually. That's where I want to be physically. That's where I want to be work-wise. I know I can do this. I'm taking this rowboat to France." According to the London-based Ocean Rowing Society, six men have rowed solo across the Atlantic. The latest tried an ocean crossing by a woman, France's Peggy Boucher, tried rowing a while back, but decided that she wasn't up for it. She's going to try later in the summer, and she expects to get across after Tori Murden. Everybody's rowing across the ocean. Has to be all the more embarrassing now to know that the old Titanic was unable to cross the Atlantic, huh? This woman's just jumping in a rowboat, social worker, jumping in a rowboat and going to France. How'd you like to go back in time and let the crew know of the Titanic that by the end of the century, people were jumping in rowboats, making it no problem? Well, what's your guy's story you could be telling them as that big old ship was sinking? In 1998, women will be rowing across the Atlantic, you morons. What the heck's your story? Jeez. Some lady here grabbing an oar, scooting across with little worry. Just take a little break from being a social worker. You guys spend hundreds of thousands of British pounds and can't make it one time across. Idiots. You idiots. That's what I would have said to the crew of the Titanic as it sank. Hey, idiots. Hey, idiots. I would have been looking around for the cabin master or the captain or first mate or something. Hey, where are the idiots? Hey, you. Hey, don't hide from me. Hey, you idiot. Couldn't make it one time, huh? One time. I know guys who can canoe across the ocean, you morons. One day someone's going to up and swim the damn thing. You watch, someone's going to just swim it. But you couldn't make one lousy trip. One lousy trip across the Atlantic. I don't think people spend enough time talking about what idiots the people who were on the Titanic were. Huh? What a bunch of buffoons. Were I sinking with that crew, I would have looked around and said, waste of money, la 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 la, total waste of money, total waste of money. Hey, Captain. Hey, Captain. Yeah, I know you're the captain, you, but hey, does this look ridiculous or what? How much money is being wasted as this ship of yours disappears into the sea? You got to feel like a numbskull, you idiot. That's what I would have said to the captain of the Titanic. Hey, you idiot. Yeah. I'll tell you, hey, Captain, hey, I'm still talking to you. Yeah, I'd quit bitching if I were on a lifeboat floating away from here, but because I'm a guy and an adult, I'm on board for the duration of this disaster and thus plan to let my feelings be heard until my lungs have fully filled with salt water. Do you limeys know what a horrendous waste of time building this ship was? Captain, I'm still talking to you. Are the workers who built this SOB going to feel swindled or what? Why'd they even bother welding the damn thing together? Captain! Captain! What kind of a moron can't get a boat this big to America when women are rowing across this body of water in dinghies, for God's sakes? Hello! Crew members! Hey, Master Seaman. Yeah, you. Hey, way to go on the navigating, lunkhead! Look at this ridiculous sight. 1,500 of us just sitting around waiting to visit the floor of the ocean. That's great. Sure glad I booked passage on this wreck. Should have just paid a girl to row me across. A social worker, perhaps. What a pain in the ass. Hey, Captain, am I starting to bug you yet? Don't walk away from me. I'm going to just follow you. You thinking of putting me on one of those life rafts yet? Because then I'd be too far away to give you the morose play-by-play. bunch of folks who were supposed to go to the States instead make an unscheduled detour to the ocean floor to become fish food. What a pleasant little outing, Captain. Thank you. Meanwhile, social workers are rowing across the Atlantic. Rowing. Hey, there the lady is now. Here comes a social worker now, Captain. Faring much better than we are. Hey there, lady. Nice dinghy. How do you keep it afloat? We can't seem to pull that off over here. What's your secret? Let me guess. When you see an iceberg, you steer around it. How frickin' novel. Yeah. I'll mention that philosophy to our captain. Hey, Captain. Yeah. No, our captain has a different approach, a different view on those sorts of things. He likes to ram them full speed to see how big of a hole he can tear in the hull and still make it to port. Not this big, apparently. We're going down. Yeah. Ain't going much anywhere tonight but good old Squidville. Well, I always wanted to see one of those suckers. They say they're hard to find in their natural habitat. You wouldn't have room for another guy in there by any chance, would you, lady? I like rowing. I really do. I could help. Yeah, now more than ever I like rowing, as a matter of fact. I did like rowboats a few days ago. I love them now! Love them! The captain here should have tried rowing, huh? Hey, Captain, you ever think of rowing? Anything but assuming he could run a ship. You know, I told him he should have been a street vendor or run a car wash or something like that, because his skills as a shipmaster make me feel I could be a brain surgeon, huh? If this is the work of a skilled sailor, I should have driven across the ocean. How much worse off could I be if I just drove right into the water? I could have experimented with a frickin' catapult and been no worse off, or tried walking on water, that old deal. Captain, I guess we know now you can't walk on water, huh? You can't steer across it, navigate through it, or float on it very well either. But boy, can you get to the bottom in a hurry, old boy? When you want to, can you get to the floor of the ocean in a hurry? Thanks for bringing us all along on your little experimental voyage here. Turns out you can't ram icebergs and stay afloat. Yeah, that was a costly little test. What should we test next? How about how long we can hold our breath? Idiot! Now, are you going to put me in one of those lifeboats yet? Or do I keep bitching? Captain, get back here. I'm not letting you go yet. Captain! Captain! Lady is rowing across the Atlantic. No worries. She has sandwiches. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. They had a big 7-course meal on the Titanic. The cooks could cook. It's just that the captain couldn't captain. Oh, and the guys who made the beautiful, ornate furniture and the beautiful fireplace and all the built-in beautiful woodwork. Boy, were they good. It's just that the guys who took it sailing didn't know what the hell they were doing. So, but this woman's going to cross the ocean. Okie dokie.